self-driving vehicles could be coming to Bellevue. The city is exploring options to bring self-driving van pools and self-driving shuttles into the city. To find out more, we called up Steve Marshall. He's the Transportation Technology Partnership Manager for Bellevue. And he says a big reason the city wants to do this is because autonomous vehicles are equipped with what he describes as incredible safety features, and that could make the roads safer.
By 2030, we want no deaths and no serious injuries on roads in and around Bellevue. And frankly, we're not going to make that unless the vehicle becomes a lot smarter and a lot safer. And having emergency braking and all the other features that go with autonomous vehicles, I don't think you can get to a vision zero. The second benefit is just being able to use the vehicles more efficiently, to be able to take and put more people into fewer vehicles, particularly at commute times, and also to make the to reduce the traffic. And finally, with electric vehicles, it's to reduce the emissions. So you have those three main issues that are the benefits of having electric, autonomous, and shared vehicles.
So I understand that part of the goal here is to increase van pools in the city of Bellevue. But, you know, that could be done with human drivers. So why focus on self-driving vehicles?
Well, part of this is to get to a point where the van pool system is more flexible. Right now we have a fixed van pool system where the same people come at the same time and go to the same employer. That's pretty much leveled out. That hasn't shown a big increase in the number of van pools, in large part because people's schedules have become a lot more flexible. So what we're trying to do is we're trying to figure out how you do more shared vehicles at times that are convenient for people to be able to get them into work at a time of their choosing rather than a time that they're kind of fixed and tied to.
Steve, I know you're aware many people are worried about safety when it comes to driverless vehicles. People may be remembering that accident back in March when a self-driving Uber, it was in Arizona, I believe, it struck and killed a woman who was crossing the street. What are the first questions you have when it comes to safety and the self-driving vehicles?
What we want to see is we want to see whatever vehicles are ultimately chosen for this to be, have been tested, have been certified through a process, and have enough background, enough miles driven to be relatively sure that they're going to be able to prevent accidents rather than, as the Arizona Uber tragedy showed, create a problem. Right now, most of these vehicles are in a learning mode where they're sending up data to the cloud, and the cloud computers are, through artificial intelligence, delivering back information. It's like a child learning how to walk. So we're in that process still where there's learning going on. And again, when these van pools and shuttles and all are launched here, there'll be safety drivers behind the wheel to be able to take over as that learning process continues.
How soon could it be, do you think, before folks in Bellevue might be seeing a driverless van pool go by?
Well, in Phoenix right now, the Waymo Chrysler Pacificas are driving around without drivers. So it could be even later this year. Certainly, I think it'll be by 2019 where you'll see this.
Well, humans are going to be a big part of this equation, of course, and one key element of that is going to be trust. Do you believe vanpool riders are going to be willing to go driverless?
Like early elevators. When elevators were first invented, people would refuse to take them. They'd take the stairs. And then after a while, when they became automated, what people would do is they wouldn't ride in the elevator that didn't have an operator. And now if you get into an elevator and there's somebody in there working the controls, you're wondering what's wrong with the elevator. But it took a little while for people to get adjusted to it and to see the benefits and to be comfortable. And I think that that level of trust does have to happen. You have to have a period of time where people who want to take this can, people who don't want to take it don't have to.
Steve Marshall is Transportation Technology Partnership Manager for the City of Bellevue. Washington state officials have been hearing about dedicated lanes on I-5 for self-driving vehicles. I'm tweeting out a link to that story. You can follow me at Kim on KUOW.